This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The area where they're talking about, you know, basically purging the uncleanliness out of the kids. That to me is an interesting area because in other religions, I guess, you know, you do that through education. You do that through, okay, this is right, this is wrong, this is what we believe, this is how we act. Other people do this, but that's not what we believe. And it's upbringing a child without abuse. It's just here's our moral compass, but it's based on religion, not just being a decent human being. With that, it led to abuse. The purge of the uncleanness of the children. Why does it go there? Why does it go to abuse and not just a more calm, rational way of parenting? How on earth are they thinking they're going to get the devil and the demons out of these children by duct taping them, by not feeding them, by making them go stand in the sun and just torturous type things? That to me was just insane. You'd have to believe that your children are not your children anymore if you're going to do that, to put them through such pain and to have zero empathy there. That's a hard one for a lot of people to wrap their minds around.
You just said it right there, to believe your children aren't your children anymore. Yeah. She actually said, Ruby said, these are devils.
Yeah.
And so this was a slow boiling frog, and this is all Jody that was the impetus for this. And she saw a mentally weak victim in Ruby that she could manipulate because she saw that Ruby had elements of a lack of empathy in her because, you know, she charted her marriage. She chose through a chart who she's going to marry.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what Jody did. Jody slowly boiled this. And so there's one point when Jody moved into the Ruby Frankie household. Even though Jody's house was, I've never seen a mansion like this. This was the coolest house I've ever seen in my life. She lived there alone in the middle, 4 hours away from the Frankies. Beautiful home and everything. But she moved in because she was being assaulted by evil demons. They have her on video possessed. It's like you're watching The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
And she was speaking like, I mean, it was, I can't
I
even
know. It was like, I'm the devil, I have her.
Yes, right. And so, it was a slow groom into, oh my God, because Kevin said, I believed it all. Chad, the oldest son, he believed it all. Mm-hmm. Ruby believes it all. And so they purged her through love, connections, and all these things, right? And so now that they're all bought into this evil demons can possess us, well, when the children aren't obeying you, when they're disobeying, which is part of the doctrine, when children are being disobedient, well, that means they're unclean. Mm-hmm. And so it was a slow trickle of, well, we need to punish them for being unclean. Oh, that didn't work. They're still being disobedient. And so they kept raising a bar of what this. So Jody was raising a bar of what disobedience was. And so they had to raise the methods to clean them.
Yeah.
And every time they're cleaning them, they're still disobedient. And so that's because Jody said they're possessed.
And not
they're
kids.
Not your children.
Yeah.
I mean, and so because what struck me with this one, Tony, was that Ruby called them zombies.
Yes.
Who else called their kids zombies?
Lori.
Lori Day Belvallo. Yep. Another nutter. So this is how it happened. And so it's that escalation, that slow boiling frog, because she love bombed them at the beginning, circled it because she knows, you know, the religion so well. Good, you know. Good wholesome lifestyles that they have, but she then used it as a lever of manipulation because of her own trauma, her own craziness in her own life, and she escalated it for her own means. That's how.
Yeah, I mean, and those levels of manipulation and the levers of manipulation specifically that Jody seemed to know how to pull. Do you? And this is something that I struggle with over on Lori Vello Daybell of. Is she sitting there going, okay, this is the game plan I need to have today. I need to manipulate people this way and that way to get what I want. Do you think it was that kind of a conscious thinking that Jody was executing and Ruby was executing? Or had this just become such second nature that this is just their operating system? They're not literally thinking how to manipulate people. They just know, if I do this, this is the result I get or don't get, because they just kept doing the same things over and over with abuse of their children and they were still zombies. How conscious do you think they were in this? And also Jody's possession, that seemed to be a very interesting manipulation play if she's conscious of it, because she was able to demonstrate to them that, look, people can be possessed. And then that opened the door to, well, if Jody can become possessed, I suppose the kids can be possessed too, or they can have demons in them. And it also felt like Jody used that as a tool to get into their lives of, oh gosh, poor Jody over there, she's possessed. Only we can help her, and she needs us to help her. And that's how she feels like. I feel like she kind of wedged her way into the life of literally, I have to sleep in the same bedroom as Ruby, because Ruby felt, well, if I don't do this, she really needs me. So I'm just going to go up there. I'm going to comfort her. It seems just total manipulation. But do you think at the end of the day, all of those things were conscious choices of Jody? Or is this just, is she believing her own stuff like Lori Vallow, it seems?
So everything, as Gavin De Becker talks about in his books, you know, it's all a choice. She made choices. And so there's no rationalizing a choice. But now let's go look at the arc that causes that choice. Yeah, she was very well practiced. She had a lot of life reps in this. Matter of fact, what really struck me too throughout this was that she still had her men's groups every Thursday.
Yeah, something like that.
She still had a group of men buying into her crap.
Yeah.
And paying her for it. Mm-hmm. And so what she was doing was, you know, so what you're witnessing here in Jody Hildebrandt is someone making a lot of horrendous choices because she's medicating her pain. Mm-hmm. So you know, let's put this another way. A lot of reasons why people take drugs and drink and overdrink and overuse and get into really unhealthy bad habits and addictions is because they're medicating pain.
Yeah.
No one wakes up, says, I'm in a lot of pain, I'm going to drink to medicate my... It's a slow trickle. Mm-hmm. And so what Jody was doing is, I don't know her background. This is, you know, armchair therapist kind of crap, I know. But the behaviors that she's doing is she's medicating her pain by manipulation and control. And one of the ways that she's medicating her pain is money. She was making a lot of money by doing this. And she's using her talents. She had, from what I understand, she is very talented at being a therapist. And she's using that as a skill set, not... as part of who she is best way to put it. She didn't sit down and scheme out how I'm going to take advantage and beat people and everything. Just because that became how she was medicating her own pain. Mm-hmm. And it kept escalating. Because as soon as you reach that one pain threshold, and you medicate it, well, then it escalates. It's how, you know, just one drink for an alcoholic just isn't enough, even though like 5 years ago it would have been enough. It's an escalation because it just will never, ever be enough until the fall. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the fall was her total abuse of these children. And so that's how it happened.
It's so fascinating to try and wrap your mind around their belief system. But once you kind of get there, it becomes clearer because their definition of love, of care, of children, just like being children, is not what other people would have as the definition. Like it's a completely different meaning to these words. What we have here with Kevin is another interesting thing. Just that completely devoted. I mean, I would almost call it like extreme lust. I don't know that this is love that he has for Ruby. It seems almost like indoctrinated to feel like he has to be there. And if he's not getting that recognition that he is there, that is her, that is his person, his woman, his wife, it's just completely debilitating to him. Do you think Kevin is in or was in love with Ruby? Or is this, I mean, was he just under a spell like a cult leader is under the spell of a leader?
You know, it's interesting. You know, I think a lot of people define love as differently. If you ask Kevin, he's madly in love with Ruby. Mm-hmm. I see it as he's completely addicted to Ruby.
Yeah, I think addiction is a good word for this. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because when you hear from the person you're addicted to that your children are in jail, he didn't go rush to mm-hmm. save the children for the children. He rushed to get the children because he wanted Ruby.
Yeah.
It was extremely clear. You know, so that became, and when I saw these minor data points, I started really filling in, like you said, it helps you understand the crazy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know at what point, and that's why it's really, I don't know enough about Kevin's arc, his spark all those years ago that allowed him to arrive where he is today. I'm really, really curious about how he grew up and what his background is that made him so susceptible to being addicted to Ruby.
Yeah, I really do wonder what that is that made the draw happen there. Otherwise, other than just, well, she's attractive and, you know, at the time they're both young and, you know, in the same religion and somehow it all just worked together. Do you think this is a group of folks who all of them are lacking empathy from Ruby to Kevin to Jody? And it created a perfect storm where there wasn't a adult in the room that was able to stop and go, let's see here. This is not a good idea. There's no loving critics in the room at all. It's all perfect. People that are set out basically on their own journey of, you know, self-preservation and self-aggrandizement, where Kevin's willing to do whatever, abandon his own kids for Ruby. Ruby's willing to do whatever she needs to feel like she's getting the salvation that she needs or some sort of affirmation that she's being a good mother, even though she's not. And Jody's out there in her own world, like, I want to pull people in. I want to make money and whatever the hell else she's got going on.
Yeah, everything you said is spot on. And what we're seeing there, too, was, you know, all of Ruby's neighbors and all the people in their circle and Jody's circle, you know, when they initially make their initial contact with you, it's very congruent with belief systems, with family, with LDS and all these things. But what becomes clear over a short period of time that people are seeing, which was repellent, is that there was a really huge imbalance. Mm-hmm. The focus was never on the children. The focus is always on Ruby and what Ruby wanted. The neighbors are saying Ruby was always videoing our houses and our neighborhood without even asking permission or without even telling us. Everything kept centering around Ruby. So a healthy relationship is one that's balanced with both sides giving and taking roughly equally. And there's going to be sometimes imbalances. That's where arguments might come up or resentments and things. But generally, a great healthy relationship has a good healthy balance with Jody, with Ruby. And Kevin's an interesting, I'm going to put Kevin aside for a second, but those two are the ones without the massive empathy because they were so self-centered. All the relationships are balanced on them. Screw everyone else. It's all serving their own pain and they're medicating themselves by manipulating and controlling the world around them. Not consciously, but by choice. Mm-hmm. And now we got Kevin. Kevin, I think, was empathetic, but only towards Ruby.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, you could see the pain on his face because his children were mistreated. And he does have remorse, But remorse towards, I think he's confused about his remorse. He's like, every time you hear him talking about it, when asked a question about that, he can't quite put it together. He can't quite figure out why he feels bad, because he knows he should feel bad about what happened to the children, but he's more lamenting the loss of Ruby.
Yeah.
I see what I mean? And here's the difference. Ruby does not lament the loss of Kevin. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I don't think so, because he's just one of the guys on the chart. Mm-hmm. You know, she laments the loss of her ability to medicate herself through all this control, through all this power, through all this money. Mm-hmm. You know, so Kevin is a little bit different machine than I think than those two.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.